And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this Sunday as we get ready for Game 3 between the Giants and the Dodgers. And the first two have not gone the Giants' way as the Dodgers win again last night 7-2 over the Giants. 7-13-1 for the Dodgers. They left 9 on base. The Giants, they did get a run early, and they ended up with another run on a Flores home run number 19 for him, a career high. But they only scored 2 last night, and 2 runs, 5 hits, an error, and they leave 7 on base. And the ball club now has lost, 8 out of 12, something like that. On the homestand, they're having trouble. At home, they're 39-35, and the big number, really, against the Dodgers now, the Dodgers are 14-4 against the Giants. Wow, that is a big difference from what happened last year. Julio Urias gets the win. He's 17-7, and I think he's in the running for the Cy Young Award in the National League. He is a tough pitcher. Wasn't great last night. Didn't have quite the command that he usually has, but it was good enough. 6 innings, 5 hits, a couple of runs. One was earned because there was an error. Uncharacteristic first inning for the Dodgers. They booted a couple of balls around. One ended up in an error in the scorebook, and that was on Trace Turner. He gave up a home run. That was to Flores, a walk and 8 strikeouts. For the Giants last night, John Brebbia started and, of course, does his thing, which he always does, and he gets rid of the first 3-4 hitters and then turns it over to the bulk man. And last night was the key for me, is seeing what Sean Gelly could do. It's part of September baseball. You want David Villar in there. You want Ramos in there. You want to see what people can do because you have to evaluate for next year. Unfortunately for Sean Gelly last night, it was a regression back to some of his earlier games that he's had in the major leagues this year and sort of wiped away that nice 5-inning, 3-hit relief job against the Milwaukee Brewers a couple of weeks ago. Gelly did not have much. He didn't have a pitch to put anyone away with. Everything was 93 right down the middle, and he ended up 1 inning, 8 hits, 6 runs, a walk, and no strikeouts for him. In that one-plus inning, 50 pitches, 32 strikes, and that earned run average went up to 9.75. So for Sean Gelly, back to the drawing board, probably want to see him at least one more time to see if this was an aberration or if he does have a pitch that can get people out in the big leagues. And the Dodgers really punished him last night, as we'll go through some of the scoring for you. For Urias, 30 innings against the Giants this year, 30 earned runs. Wow, that is something. I haven't seen that in a long time. I can't remember the last time a pitcher dominated the Giants like that. For the Dodgers, they're now 144. They've won 100 games, fastest in their franchise history, in 144 games. They knocked out the 1953 Brooklyn Dodgers that I remember so well, the Boys of Summer. For the Giants, they go to 69-76 with the game today. And, of course, then it's on the road, Colorado for 4, and then into Arizona next weekend. We'll be doing the shows live from the ballpark next weekend to take on the Diamondbacks. Against the West now, the Giants are 21-38. In September, they're 8-8. And again, since the break, this is nothing new, 21-33. I was wrong. I thought coming out of the break they could do something, and they had the pitching. The bullpen was okay, but the hitting has just disappeared, just has gone off the face of the earth. Runners in scoring position for the Giants last night, 0-2. The Dodgers were 4-13. Dodgers on the road, 51-26. That's some sort of record for them as well. And within the division, almost 750 ball, 45-16. Wow. All right, let's take a look at the game as it developed last night to give you a little bit of a flavor of what went on. For Estrada, he gets a little dribbler. The Giants got a hit in the first inning. The day before yesterday, didn't get a hit until the sixth inning. Little dribbler down the third baseline. He gets on. Then an error by Trey Turner. Stolen base and a botched double play ball. And all of a sudden, the Giants are up 1-0. Well, we got to the second inning. Gelly came in. Justin Turner greeted him with a base hit, and Trace Thompson, who we had on the show yesterday, the brother of Clay Thompson, really just crushed one, home run number 11 for him. He hits a home run every nine at-bats or so, and that put the Dodgers up 2-1. It didn't stop there. Turner, another base hit, an error by Jelly on a pickoff attempt, pass ball that really Bart had trouble last night. He really had a lot of trouble. Freeman gets a base hit, 3-1. Muncy gets a base hit, 4-1. Justin Turner a base hit, 5-1. Thompson walks, and then Gallo gets a fielder's choice down to short where Crawford couldn't turn it, probably should have, and the Dodgers are up 6-1, and that was really the story of the game. Flores hit his home run the 19th for the Giants, made it 6-2, and the Dodgers weren't done yet. Trey Turner a base hit, a wild pitch, another hit by Justin Turner, and they went up 7-2. We did see Cole Waits last night, and again, he's got a good arm. There's no question about it. He's got stuff. He's got a swing and miss pitch. He does not have command yet, I will tell you that, and I've seen him pitch enough now to realize the arm is there, but I don't think the command is there yet. But this is perfect for September baseball to let that kid pitch. It was nice to see him in there last night. For Joey Bart, 4 strikeouts last night for him. That one-legged catcher thing is not working for Joey Bart. It's a real problem for him throwing base runners out, moving to block balls in the dirt. And I think we're going to have to talk about that one today. Some other parts of sports yesterday. You see the crowd for Texas A&M and the University of Miami at Texas A&M? What's that, College Station, Texas? Heck, 107,000 people. 107,000 people to see a football game on a Saturday. Wow. Milwaukee beat the Yankees yesterday. That's a big win for the Brewers as they're hanging in there right behind San Diego and the Phillies for the last 2 wild card spots. Woodruff struck out 11 in that one. Nice game for him. San Diego got a win over Arizona. They beat Zach Gallen 2-0, and Gallen gave up a home run. And it's the first one he's given up in 65 innings to Capizano. Hit it out, and that was it for them. San Diego 2-0. Hader finished it for San Diego. And Frankie Montas for the Yankees in that Brewer game the other night and Friday night. Shoulder problems for him, and he's going for an MRI. So the big news, I think, last night was Sean Jelly. 5 hits in a row. He couldn't shut it down. And that's where that game, unfortunately, ended up. And the Giants lose it 7-2 and try to break the losing streak, try not to get swept today. Well, let's see how they're going to do it. Let's look at our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's, an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. Well, the Dodgers turned to that lefty who we saw last week, Andrew Haney. He's 31 years old, 6'2", 200. He's 3-2 on the year with a .284 in run average. He's a strikeout guy, but let me tell you, he gives up home runs, and we saw it on that hot night in L.A. earlier in the week. The whip is 1.07. Now, it's his 134th game, 125th start. He's been around with the Angels. He was with the Yankees for a while. Against the Giants, he's 0-1 this year in 2 games. Now, 9 1/3 innings, 10 hits, 7 runs, but 4 homers. And they crushed him in that hot day down in L.A. About 10, 12 days ago. 3 walks and 15 strikeouts away in 6 games, 26 innings, 25 hits, 6 home runs. Even away, he gives up home runs. But 5 walks and 41 strikeouts. So as I said last week, he's a strikeout guy. But somehow or other, those home runs happen to him. 35-40 lifetime. Lefties are .241 with only 1 homer. Now, of all the homers he's given up, of the 12, he has given up 8 solos. 8 solos now. But to righties, they hit .201 with 11 home runs. Wow. 11 home runs. We'll have to see what the weather is like today, if that has an effect on the ball carrying. He's been in 12 games, 57 innings pitched, 18 earned runs, so it's under 3. the 12 homers, but 84 strikeouts. Wow, in 57 innings. First pitch, 250 with three homers. First time through, 196. Then you can get him. Apparently the second time through, you get a good look at him. 239 with seven homers. Then the third time through, 172. Bart 0 for 2. Brinson took him out, 1 for 3 with a homer. Crawl 4 for 9. Davis 2 for 8 with a homer. Estrada 1 for 2 with a homer. Flores 4 for 10 with a homer. Gonzalez 2 for 2. Longoria 0 for 5. Jock 0 for 3. Villar took him out, 2 for 3 with a homer. Wins 0 for 2 and Yaz 2 for 5. Against the Giants, 338 batting average, 368 and 631, 998 OPS. Wow. Well, the Giants maybe can get something going today and score some runs against Andrew Heaney, but they're probably going to need the long ball to do it. For the Giants, Alex Cobb gets the ball. He's 34 years old, 6'3", 205, 6-6 on the year. He's been terrific, terrific. 348 earned run average. The whip is 1.27. Against Atlanta in his last start, the split was fabulous, just fabulous. 69 and 66 lifetime. Dodgers three games this year, 16 and a third, 10 runs given up, only one homer with eight walks and 18 strikeouts. Not great, but certainly is sufficient if the Giants can back him up. 24 games, 129 innings pitched, nine homers, outstanding, 37 walks, 133 in the strikeouts, outstanding as well. 199th game and start for him, so the next one's a big one, number 200. 12 stolen bases, one caught stealing. That one-leg extended catching thing does not work against the Dodgers. The pitcher's got to hold everybody on, and the catcher just can't get up there and throw the ball, especially if you get a split in the dirt. 267 for lefties, 243 for righties, and the righties have six of the nine home runs. Five solos, not great. At home, he's been very good. First pitch putting in play, not that good. 388, wow, with a couple of home runs. Runners in scoring position getting better. It's getting better because he had trouble with this earlier in the year. 295 now, runners in scoring position 286 with two out. First time through, 211, then 304. So you want to see him that second time. Third time through is 250. All right, Dodgers against them. Bellinger 0 for 3, Barnes 2 for 6, Alberto 0 for 2. Betts 10 for 35 with a couple of homers. When are these guys going to get a rest? Freeman 2 for 12, Gallo 2 for 7 with a homer. He's fighting to get on this roster for the playoffs. Lux 1 for 6, Muncy 4 for 8, Taylor 0 for 2, Thompson 2 for 2. Maybe we'll see him again. Trey Turner 2 for 13, Justin Turner 2 for 3 with a homer, and Vargas 2 for 4. So should be an interesting game. The Giants have to play better ball, and maybe they can hit the long ball today against Andrew Heaney. In baseball, we'll catch up with some of these scores later. Miami and Washington, Alcantara there. Pittsburgh and the Mets, DeGrom there. Yankees and Milwaukee, good one, Alexander and Cole there. Philly and Atlanta, Falter, who's been very good, the lefty for Philly. Strider, we saw him for Atlanta. Giants handle him. Cincinnati and St. Louis, Sessa and Montgomery. Colorado and the Cubs, Assad, he's very good. I like him. And Feltner there, Giants will not see him in Colorado. And the game of the day, San Diego and Arizona, Darvish against Nelson, who's had two starts so far, 14 innings, four hits, no runs for Nelson. He has been terrific for Arizona. All right, that's a look at our Perry's preview for today. We get you ready for the game. Coming up next is the professor, and that is Ron Wotus. We're going to talk ball with Woe right after this. KNBR 680-1045, the sports leader.